Vavabasra Perik Vav Mishta Gimel 6:3 and one more on the sale of wine. Here we have a Mocha Yain Lechavero. A person, Reuven, sells wine to Shimon, the purchaser. Vehechmitz, and the wine spoils. Hechmitz means it turns to chometz, which is vinegar. That's what happens with wine. Now, nowadays, spoiled wine is garbage. In the time of the Mishnah, spoiled wine was called vinegar. Even today, you can make vinegar out of wine also. And their vinegar wasn't garbage to them. It was useful. They use it for cooking. They use it for dipping their bread into and that kind of thing. Salad dressing, I don't know what. And that being the case, it's not that it's garbage. It's just that it's not functioning as wine anymore, and that's not what you wanted when you purchase it. So if you purchased wine from someone and the wine ends up later on spoiling, so it depends. If the wine was in the container that the salesman gave it to in, so then, and it's spoiled, so you'd say, listen, you obviously sold me a dud. But if the purchaser decanted from the seller's wine, you know, barrel into his private jugs and takes them home, so then the seller can say, well, my wine was okay. It's that your jugs obviously were not great. You had something, they were dirty, you already left them exposed, or who knows what, and that's why it's spoiled and spilled. Spilled. And that being the case, Enu Chayav Bachar Yusav, there's no obligation on the seller to replace the wine because he can claim it wasn't his fault. But V'im Yadua Sheyeno Machmitz, if actually, you know what, people know that this guy's wine, the way he makes it or stores it or keeps it or puts it in or whatever the story is, it does tend to go vinegary, then Hareza Mikach Tos, so then the purchaser didn't realize that and he was tricked, he was looking for wine that wouldn't do that, and therefore he would be within his rights to demand for a full refund. V'im Amarlo, now if the seller says, Yain Mavusam Ani Mocher Lach, the seller says, I'm giving you yain muvusam. Now, yain muvusam literally means spiced wine, and either it means indeed just that, it means that it was spices were added, or if it means just maybe it's like high-quality wine, and it's like what idiomatic, muvusam, like it's a, you know, extra great wine. So the point is, chayav lahamid lo, there's a reasonable expectation that the purchaser could say, listen, this wine, since it's high-quality, long-lasting wine, should last ad ha'atzeres, at least until atzeres, which means the holiday of Shavuos, which is the beginning of the summer. Meaning it was, the normal case was you would harvest your grapes, call it Sukkot time, and then, you know, press them into wine right away, and then it should last throughout the winter. In the heat of the summer, wine is going to tend to spoil, but the point is at least it should last until atzeres, I'll call it the beginning of the summer. And since you purchased wine that's supposed to be muvusam, quality, long-lasting wine, if it didn't last at least till atzeres before it spoiled, you essentially were cheated, and you could ask for a refund. Now, there are higher grades than just muvusam wine. The yashan, if the wine is considered yashan, aged wine, so then it has to be mishil eshtakad, it has to be wine that was harvested in the previous year, meaning not the most recent sukkahs, but the sukkahs before that, that's the year it came, so this is the down, we're in the second year of that wine, and that wine is supposed to be, aged wine is supposed to be of higher quality if it was kept properly, like in a, you know, in the cellar, underground, as they did, and then it should be expected to last now even till sukkahs, right? Because it should be of the second year. And if it's not yashan, but rather miyushan, which means like even more intensely aged wine. So now we're talking wine that is Mishel Shaloshanim. It's 3-year-old wine, meaning this is its third year, still since it was harvested. So it was harvested 2 years ago. This is the third year. And it really should last all the way until Sukkot's time again. So that'd be like, I'll call that be the beginning of its fourth year, if you know what I mean. So that's how long it's expected to last if you're buying Miyushan, super high quality aged wine. More than that, they didn't really keep their wines because the wines just didn't last that long in those times where they made them like they do today.